And welcome back, everyone. We are officially a week until the NFL draft starts as we're recording this on Thursday.
Let's freaking go, dude.
Yeah, George, it's like you said last time, it's his favorite time of year. We are back with George and Will. How are you guys doing on this Thursday?
I'm doing fantastic. I'm ready to see how much I actually know and get roasted by George if I don't.
You know nothing, Will.
Yeah, I know a little bit. I don't know as much as you because you have a 7-round big board or a mock draft. Where are you at on that, by the way?
I'm going to finish it by next week. I'll have it up.
Oh, boy. So, yeah, today, last time we were on, we did my mock draft. This time, we're all going to be doing a first-round mock draft. The picks, I have pick 1, 4, 7, et cetera. George has picks 2, 5, 8, et cetera. And then Will has all the multiples of 3, 3, 5, 8, 9, et cetera.
Three, six, nine. 12, 15, 18, 21, 24, 27, 30.
Thank you, Will.
You're welcome, George.
George will have the last pick of the first round. So,
Lions take a quarterback.
Just before we get that, yesterday, big news with Deebo Samuel requesting a trade. I kind of talked about this with Will off camera, George. What are your thoughts on this?
I mean, I don't know. I think most of the issue is he doesn't want to play that wide back position anymore. And the 49ers, well, I mean, that's where he's going to be best at. So that's where Shanahan wants to play him. I don't think he's going to fit great as just a pure receiver. You know, he's not going to be bad. He's going to be above average, but it worth 28, 29, 30 million. I think not. And I think that the 49ers would be best if they could trade him now. If they could get 10 from the Jets, they win. Like, honestly, and they can go draft a Jameson Williams. They can go draft a Drake London, whatever kind of receiver they want. Although Drake London's not the kind of receiver they like. But that kind of – being able to get that deal done would be awesome for them. Because then the Jets are trading 10 and then still have to pay.
So you think the Jets are the most logical spot, landing spot?
Well, because Saleh comes from that system, he was a defensive coordinator there for years and saw how Shanahan ran his offense and is trying to implement the same exact thing in New York. I think that it would be kind of obvious for them to make a big play for Deebo, understanding that he fit really well in that San Francisco offense and that they run the same scheme.
Yeah. That's a good point. I think the Jets could be the most logical thing. I think Will, what were you saying? You think he stays in San Francisco, or where do you think he ends up?
I think that Deebo Samuel is not a very good pure wide receiver. Like, as a pure wide receiver, I don't think he's all that. I think he's above average.
I don't know if he's great, but he's not worth 25, 28 million. But I think he's gonna be at least good.
Yeah, he's gonna be good. He's gonna be like a middle of the road guy. He's gonna be a middle of the road guy. He's gonna be like a Curtis Samuel. Is what he's going to be like. He's just going to be a guy that's fast that can kind of get open deep. And I really think that he needs to play the wide back position if he wants to get the most money for his career. And I think that
I disagree with that. Yes, to get the but he's going to wear down his body so much faster. He might get more money just playing normal receiver. That's what the issue is. How fast did Le'Veon Bell's body wear down receiving passes and running out of the backfield? It's going to be the same thing. He's just running his body down, and that's why he doesn't want to take all those hits, wants to extend his career, wants to have a better, a better feeling, you know, and when he's out of football, he doesn't have to feel like crap every day because he took all those hits. So I absolutely get it. I think he's going to be a worse player for it. I think he's not going to be worth the contract he signs if he is not going to be a wide back, but I understand the factors that go into it, and why he might be saying that he doesn't want to be that wide back position.
And he's only really had one good year of production. Like, I'd understand if he was doing this after maybe 2, 3, 4 years of good production, but he's only really had one good year of production in the NFL, and now he thinks he's all this.
I mean, he was above average to good the past couple of seasons. He just didn't count so great to this season.
Yeah, in one great season doesn't mean that you get to dictate every single thing about yourself. You have to be great for multiple years before you can say, okay, I'm going to slow down. I'm only going to play receiver.
Well, why not? He's a huge star out in San Francisco. He can do basically whatever he wants. It's his body. It's his life. And if he's going to get paid no matter what and doesn't want to play that wide back positioning more, more power to him. More power to him. Because you know somebody is going to pay.
Just, yeah. Just hopefully it's not the Philadelphia Eagles. That's all I can say. Hopefully.
We'll see. So we're about to get into a pick one. It's going to be what we would do, not what the general managers would do, because they're stupid.
Because they're stupid.
Yeah, clearly we get paid no money to know everything, and they get paid all the money to know nothing.
And in this mock draft, there will be no trades, opposite what we did last time. So starting off here, pick number one, the Jags, easy pick. They're going Aiden Hutchinson, the edge out of Michigan. They need someone out the opposite of Josh Allen. And Kalavon Chaisson, like I said 2 weeks ago, isn't what they thought he was. Hutchinson will be. He's going to go in and help that defensive line. I get offensive line could be in play, but the tag of Cam Robinson, I don't think it will be.
Yeah. So here, number two, I'm going to take my favorite edge rusher off the board here. Kayvon Thibodeau, edge rusher, Oregon. I mean, if I was the Jaguars, I'd probably take Thibodeau, but I understand – you know, the ceiling and that kind of, and you know, the floor of Hutchinson better than the floor of Thibodeau and all that kind of stuff. And the Lions, well, the reports have come out that he's not a Dan Campbell guy, so I don't think the Lions will take Thibodeau too, but man, do I love this kid out of Oregon.
Whoa.
What just happened?
You just glitched and it sounded like you were like rapping on the beat. You were like Bobby Shmurda.
Yeah, all right, Will, you're up with number three.
At three, I was hoping Kayvon Thibodeau would fall to me, but the Texans are just so horrendously bad that they need to get anybody at any position. So they're just going to go with the best player available in the draft, and I think that that's Kyle Hamilton. I think that you just get a young guy to start building your defense around, especially because you need literally everything. You traded away your star quarterback, and you have no talent on your roster. So any type of pick, anybody here, subtracting like a fifth or sixth round pick will be an upgrade over what they have.
You say they traded their star quarterback. Deshaun Watson was never going to play a snap for the Texans again.
Yeah.
He was still their star quarterback.
Yeah, but he was done playing.
Yeah, but it's not like they had a choice in trading him or not.
Yeah.
I don't think Kyle Hamilton goes this high, but I really do like Kyle Hamilton. I know he's falling down draft boards, but still one of my favorite players in this draft. His instincts are just so crazy.
Me, he's the best player in the class. And then I think I have Thibodeau, too. So, sitting here at four, last time I had them take Kyle Hamilton, he's on the board. They're going to go with Sauce Gardner, the corner out of Cincinnati, to really help that weak secondary.
I really don't think they go corner just because their scheme dictates that they need edge rushers. And so, I mean, it's just like the 49ers. They never pick a corner high. They never – go highly after corners. Therefore, I really don't think that they're going to go after a corner at four.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go corner here. I could probably see. I know you don't like Walker, but if I was, I'd go Walker here. If like edge rusher is what the Jets need.
No, give me a tackle here, and I'll take it.
Oh yeah, or Evan Neal or Ike Ekwonu, or Ike Ekwonu.
Yeah,
that could also be a play. All right, Giants are up.
I feel like this is just a slam dunk. All the offensive line is still on the board. Give me Ike Bufano.
It'll be interesting to see which one of those comes off the board first.
I think it'll be Ekwonu just because, I mean, he just road grades people. And a lot of people are lower on Cross. So I think it's going to be between Neal and Ekwonu, but I think Ekwonu will go first.
And you get a guy who can pancake people for Saquon Barkley.
True.
Yeah.
And he's, you know, flexible, can play anywhere on that line.
Absolutely.
Right, Panthers up now at six, Will.
At six, now there's a lot of smoke around the Panthers going with Kenny Pickett. And I just don't see a quarterback in this draft, short of Malik Willis, that's worth a first round pick. I just don't. So I cannot, in good conscience, select Kenny Pickett here. So I'm going to go with Evan Neal here for the Panthers. They need an O line, and Neal is the best O lineman still available.
Yeah, if I'm then, I'm definitely dealing back if I can. But their owner's from Pittsburgh. He's a very big Kenny Pickett guy. And their head coach, Matt Rhule, recruited Kenny Pickett really hard. So I think that between those two, it's going to be surprising if they don't take Pickett here at six.
I could see it, but I could also see them I could also see an offensive tackle considering how bad this class is, you know, at quarterback.
Remember, they only have one top 100 pick, and this is it. So that's the issue, is they if they don't take a if they don't take a quarterback, then they are SOL.
That's true. But they got Sam Darnold, who, according to Sam Darnold, has proven that he's a good quarterback in the NFL.
Yeah, but didn't the GM come out and say that he's not the quarterback?
No, the GM came – no, the, he came out and said that he is their quarterback, but then he gave about the biggest smirk of all time, like, 5 minutes later. But, just reminiscing about – I don't know. I think it's a smokescreen that they're going to take Pickett. I think they will end up with Kenny Pickett.
Yeah, will be Kenny Pickett to will he start next year? Or
yeah,
I think. Do you think Sam Darnold's time is done in Carolina?
Yeah. Yes.
Sam Darnold's NFL career was done the second he got drafted to the New York Jets.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's true. Although he wasn't horrendous.
That's gonna kill Zachy boy too.
That would. Yeah. All right. So moving on here with the Giants at 7, they picked at 5. Ideally, in a real world where we do trades, they trade back. Let's be honest. But since they don't, they're going to take Trayvon Walker, the defensive lineman out of Georgia. I'm not a fan of this guy. I'm just going to say it now. I'm not a huge fan of him, but I think it's what they need most. And this is the Giants. Well, they're going to flashy.
He's got athletic traits, which you like to see, but he just had no production rushing the passer. He's a great run blocker. I think he could fit inside well. I just don't. I'm not a huge – I agree with you. I'm not a fan of Walker as high as a lot of people are. Maybe him going one or two. I just don't see it with no production. And in a great defensive line around him, meaning that he wasn't the only one getting picked on when it goes to pass rush. He just didn't end up with a lot of production. I just don't get it. I don't think he should be a top 10 pick, in my opinion.
Neither. All right, Falcons up at 8. George.
Falcon, oh, this mock has gone about horribly for the Falcons. They would beg to deal down, but I'd say the biggest need on their roster outside of quarterback is a receiver, and all of them are still left on the board. So I'm going to take the number one receiver off my board, Garrett Wilson, wide receiver, Ohio State.
It's a nice pick, George. I actually really like that pick.
I really like this pick.
They lose Atlanta. Calvin Ridley. They have Marcus Mariota. Yeah, I like this pick.
All right, Will. Seahawks at 9. I know where I'm going if I'm them.
Okay, if I'm the Seahawks, I've narrowed it down to two things. With the available players still on the board, I've narrowed it down to Derek Stingley, and I've narrowed it down to Malik Willis.
Why? That's horrible.
Yeah, that's not where I'm going.
For what the Seahawks would do, maybe. But for what I would do, and I Charles know Cross. I'm picking it not.
Or I'd go with Charles Cross. I mean, there's so many things that the Seahawks need. And Russell Wilson just used to cover all those up by being Russell Wilson. And they always used to somehow end up in the playoffs with all these holes in their roster. So with the 9th pick, the Seahawks are going to take Charles Cross, the tackle out of Mississippi State.
There and you go, Will.
That's where I would have gone too, yeah.
Because this is what I would do. This is not what they're going to do. We're talking about the same Seattle Seahawks that
100%.
Haven't drafted an O-lineman in years. So.
100%.
100%. Yeah. But I like it. If they would do this, it'd be great for them. But I don't think – I agree with y'all. I don't think they will.
And we're only a week away. Maybe Pete Carroll says, you know what? Let's do something outside of what we're going to do.
He's old. He's not going to change in his ways.
L.J. Collier first round. Do you know how that worked out?
Yeah.
He also took Jordan Brooks.
Over Patrick Queen.
Over Patrick Queen. Exactly. Then you guys remember, flashback to the episode of The Undefeated where George Reed and I argued about that pick for ages.
I sat in the corner quietly, just listening. No, but back to Jordan Brooks. He's not too bad, but Patrick Queen's so much better. So sitting here at 10, the Jets, they're kind of frustrated that Charles Cross just went off the board. But they are going to go with Drake London, the receiver out of USC. I think they need another receiver. And I think him at 10, he's – again, I'm not he's not the best receiver on my board. Garrett Wilson is, but he's gone. And I don't think there's any offensive tackle worth taking top 10 here. So after getting Sauce Gardner at 4, they're going to go Drake London at 10.
Imagine being right now.
I know the Will is disappointed because he didn't fall to the Eagles, but the Commanders are also extremely disappointed at 11 because I was dead set on going London here.
Yeah.
If here's the thing, if Seattle had done a Seattle thing.
The Eagles aren't getting London because I'm taking him. I'm like, as soon as he said London, I went, oh, hold his L.
No, if Seattle doesn't take Charles Cross goes to the Jets, I think. And then the Commanders probably take Drake London here. Yeah. But Charles Cross would have picked earlier. So.
My first would have been London. My backup is also off the board. It would have been Kyle Hamilton because I see him falling. So I'm going to take the third guy on my board right now, and that's I'm going to go Jameson Williams. I think he fits this offense really well. He's going to be a speed, deep threat, and still a decent route runner, all that kind of stuff. But I think he fits this offense well. Give Wentz another receiver and see if it works.
All right, well, at 12, with three receivers in the last four picks, we're going to go with the Vikings. There's one option.
Okay, the Vikings are not taking a wide receiver. The Vikings are taking Derek Stingley. Derek Stingley is the exact thing they need. They need a corner, and Derek Stingley is the best corner that's available on the board for them right now.
Yeah, I think this had to be the pick here, you think? There's really no other option. Yeah. So
it's their biggest need, and that's what they got.
Let me tell you this, though. The Texans are not happy. They really wanted Stingley to help out their corner room. So they took Kyle Hamilton with number 3. Man, I don't know. You know what I'm going to do? They're going to take Jermaine Johnson out of Florida State to help out that. I mean, Will said earlier, horrible defense, horrible team. But I think Jermaine Johnson is going to help out somewhat.
They got Davis Mills on the offensive side of the ball. They're not that bad.
I'm kind of low on Jermaine Johnson, to be honest with you. He had a great Senior Bowl, but he didn't really have all that much production. Same with Trayvon Walker. So I'm not super low on him, but, you know, I don't know if he's worth it going 13 here to the Texans. I'd much rather deal back if I was the Texans and take Ojabo in round 2. I feel like that's a much better fit, and they'll have time to actually develop him into a great player.
To me, it was between Jermaine Johnson and Trent McDuffie, but I think with Kyle Hamilton going earlier, I think Johnson's the pick here.
They go edge here, yeah.
All right, 14 up.
I get it. George. It's a tough spot if they end up.
Yeah, it's draft. Lots of spots for a lot of teams. All right, well, our George, you're up at 14 with the Ravens.
Okay, what I think the Ravens are going to do here is take Jordan Davis out of Georgia.
What would you do, George?
I'm not a huge fan of Jordan Davis. I didn't like the production he had. He just wasn't – he couldn't pass rush, and he was taken off the field a lot. So, I have those kind of concerns. And, you know, as much as it pains me to take this for the Ravens – I'm in love with Trent McDuffie. I'm a big, big fan of Trent McDuffie here.
I actually like this pick. Opposite Marlon Humphrey.
Yeah, and with all the corners that they lost, McDuffie can play in the slot because you still have Marcus Peters at your CB2, and the Ravens scheme goes heavily into corners. So I just think this is a slam dunk. Home run pick for the Ravens.
All right, Will at 15 with his team. The first of our teams to pick, by the way.
15, the Eagles are very, very angered with the Baltimore Ravens GM, Anthony George, because they really, really wanted Trent McDuffie to put opposite of Darius Slay and put on the outside of Avante Maddox. So they're looking at what the picks between them. There's them, and then there's two picks, and then there's them again. So they're going to take two players in the next four. So right now they're going to look and say which player is most likely to go, and the player that's most likely to go before their next pick is Treylon Burks. After saying I hate Treylon Burks, I looked at him. I actually really like him.
I'm a lot lower on Treylon Burks than I was just a couple weeks ago. I just don't love the route running that he is, and you know, he's going to be a weapon, but he's going to get used like Debo is not trying to get used anymore. And so I don't know if I love that fit for the Eagles. I definitely think they should go receiver, but for my money here, I'm going Olave if I'm Philly.
I was thinking about Olave, but I just think that Burks is the bigger body. You need a bigger body. You don't want another guy like that's a smaller and not as big of a go-up-and-get-it guy.
All right, so after some little discussion, we're going to finish. We're going to go through pick 32. So here at 16, the Saints are very happy. Actually, are they there? They're a confusing team. I think Chris Olave could be the pick. Yeah. I also think Trevor Penning could be the pick.
Yep.
It's between those two. And you look at it, the Chargers are up next. Need an offensive lineman.
Yep.
Do you risk it and look at the offensive tackles rest in the class? Outside of Trevor Penning who's left, you have Bernard Raymond, Falele, who could be good.
I'm not. I really think Falele is maybe a borderline D3 pick. I think the next tackle in the class would be Tyler Smith out of Iowa.
He could be there yet. And you look at receivers. If you don't take Olave here, Jahan Dotson's still there. Sky Moore you can get. Christian Watson, George Pickens. John Mechie, who's flown under the radar, by the way, is still going to – he's going to be a D2 pick.
Yeah, he's going to probably be a third rounder, if I had to guess.
So if you're Atlanta, considering – or not Atlanta, New Orleans. Considering how bad the rest of the class is here, I'm going to go Trevor Penning and ruin the Chargers.
you know what? I was not gonna take Penning. I dislike. You know, after going back watching the tape, looking at it, I am really low on Penning. I mean, he had 16 penalties last season over 10 games. I mean, it was just a bad look for him. You saw in the Senior Bowl, he was throwing defensive linemen into his own quarterback's knees, and Desmond Ridder almost got hurt just because Trevor Penning was his playing tackle for him. I'm not a fan of Penning whatsoever. I don't think he's a great pass blocker. And although he's mean, can he actually block anybody is the real.
All right, George here at 17 with the Chargers. Let me tell you, in real life, though, they're mad. In real life.
I'm between two. I'm between Jordan Davis and what's gonna be my actual pick, Chris Olave, wide receiver, Ohio State.
That's nice.
That could be the first twist in this draft when you look at it. With the Chargers going receiver.
It's not completely unrealistic.
No, either. I think Jameson Williams would go here if he was still on the board.
Yeah. But when you look at it, the Chargers did have their two big receivers, and Mike Williams and Keenan Allen. But outside that, I agree that there's no one else.
And then you have Josh Palmer, who's okay, but why not throw Olave in there, man? Give your quarterback elite weapons so he can throw down the field with his elite arm. I love it. I actually like that pick more and more as I keep talking about it.
Yeah, I actually really like that pick now. I would hate it as a Broncos fan, but, you know, for the Chargers, not a bad pick. All right, well, your Eagles are back up on the clock.
The Eagles are back up, and seeing that the two teams between them took Chris Olave, and one of them was maybe or maybe not going to go with Treylon Burks. Because I was thinking back, pick 15, I was between Olave and Burks, and I ended up going with Burks. I'm still happy with that pick. But right now, the Eagles at 18 are going to take Devin Lloyd, the linebacker out of Utah. It's their biggest defensive need. They need a guy. They've needed a guy for a while since they let Jordan Hicks go. And I really like them taking Devin Lloyd here.
Just a reminder, Will, you smoked me for taking Devin Lloyd 2 weeks ago.
Hey, man, that was 2 weeks ago.
No, but he was more smoking you about, hey, this Drake is London's not what they're going to do, rather than, you know.
And
Yeah, it was. I wasn't making fun of you. I really like Devin Lloyd. I was just saying that we're talking about Howie Roseman here, possibly the worst GM in the NFL.
And going back to your Treylon Burks pick, I don't mind the pick. Treylon Burks, he's athletic, big, and he's got speed. That's, I mean, he could be a great receiver in the right system. Is Philly that system?
Hopefully.
Maybe. Maybe not.
Because I banked my entire general manager future on him. I mean, I banked it on Devontae Smith 2 years ago, but that was the year before he got drafted. So,
Burks is my wide receiver 7, by the way.
7. So who do you have over him? Williams, Wilson, London, Olave.
Dotson?
Nope.
Sky Moore and Christian Watson?
No. Sky Moore, yes.
George Pickens?
Yeah.
He's the guy out of Georgia, right?
Yeah.
Yep. I'm extremely high on George Pickens.
All right.
Okay, so, what are you doing at 19 here, buddy?
Man, they're mad at the
Chargers. There's no Ohio State receiver for you to take, and you can't take Smith and Jigba a year early, unfortunately.
And Jackson Smith. Imagine.
Man.
Just before I make this pick.
You can just get clowned for it for the rest of your whole life. Do it.
You could. That's literally called pulling a Will.
For context, we did this 2 years ago, and he
took Devontae Smith
and Alex Brown of the 2020 NFL draft.
I find it funny. The next year, Will and I and a bunch of our friends are watching the draft together, and his Eagles take Devontae Smith, the guy who he wanted to take a year ago, and he cried about it.
I wanted Jamar Chase, okay? And clearly, I wanted the guy who did better.
But it's not – you didn't have a chance.
Yeah, we did. We had 6.
Even if you stuck at 6, you didn't have a chance. And you're not dealing with the Dolphins. Four to get a – no.
Yes, we were. We should have.
We had the 4th pick last year? Best
decision possible.
The Falcons. And they took Pitts.
Yeah. It would have been the best decision possible.
No, Will. I'm not giving – Devontae Smith is fine.
If the Eagles did trade up to 4 and take Jamar Chase, the Bengals would have ended up probably with Penei Sewell.
Yep.
And the Dolphins would have still had Jalen Waddle.
Mm-hmm. No, the Dolphins.
No, they wouldn't.
Dolphins would still have pick 12.
Oh, that's right. Yeah. So then 6 would be the Falcons. They would still end up with Kyle Pitts.
Yeah.
So that's really the only thing is that the Eagles would have another receiver in Jamar Chase, and the Bengals would have that offense.
We netted a first round pick from the deal.
That's true. All right, so sitting here.
You netted one of these first-rounders instead of giving up draft capital. That's the difference.
Yeah, I guess.
Sitting here at 19. Saints, I don't think Jahan Dotson is top 20. Really?
I don't think Jahan Dotson's top 32, in my opinion.
And I'm gonna ruin the Steelers right real quick. Sorry, George. I'm gonna take
Malik
Willis.
Let's go.
At 19. They need a quarterback. Jameis Winston is not the answer, and having Malik Willis sit under Winston a year to start over him next year. I'm sorry, Steelers fans, for listening. But Malik Willis, if he falls this far, is a no brainer at 19.
I'm devastated. I'm truly devastated. Wow.
George's hopes and dreams.
Yeah, if I'm Pittsburgh, I'm here. I want to deal out. I want to deal out immediately. Get me out of here.
But you can't because we're not doing trades.
So I can't. So I'm going to... I'm going to reach a little bit, but this is a guy that's really high on my board, and I hope falls to us in the second round. And that's Daxton Hill, safety, Michigan.
With the 20th pick in the – or 21st – no, 20th pick in the 2022 NFL draft.
21st.
It's 20th.
We're on the
20th. No, I'm not talking about – I'm making fun of George.
Okay.
The Pittsburgh Steelers. So, like, a second rounder.
Similar well, I to think Daxton Hill Raiders is
the last 3 years in a row.
I think Daxton Hill.
No, I think Daxton Hill is worth a first round pick. Yeah. I think he'll fall to us in the second. That's what I'm saying. I love Daxton Hill. He's my safety. He's close to safety too. But the reason he's only, you know, Lewis Cine is a better safety, I think, overall prospect. But the fact that he can also play in the slot, and the Steelers desperately need a slot corner, and he can also play safety, which the Steelers desperately need. I love Daxton Hill. I absolutely love Daxton Hill.
Actually, I think he's late first round material, more than maybe top 20. But I don't mind the pick here, especially after the devastating pick 19.
Yeah, there's not another quarterback worth taking in the first round. In my actually, there's not a worth
at 32. Desmond Ridder,
Pittsburgh in the first round.
Just a quick question for you, George. What's your quarterback big board you're looking like?
Willis, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to think. Willis, Ridder, Corral, Howell, Pickett, Strong, Zappy.
So you're really not that high on Kenny Pickett, are you?
No.
Yeah.
No, I'm extremely low on Kenny Pickett.
Yeah.
Opposite of the Carolina Panthers, who are extremely high on Kenny Pickett.
I think he goes at six. That's the thing. He shouldn't, but I think he does.
I do too, and I hope so. I hope he goes at six so the Steelers don't draft him. That's what I'm worried about.
And here's if we allow trades, I imagine the Steelers I think the Steelers are going to try and trade up in the draft to get Malik Willis. But in ours, we're not doing drafts or trades. Sorry. So up next.
So no, Patriots. I absolutely get it. And I know Daxton, it's early for Daxton, a little bit early for Daxton Hill, but I don't care. I'm just, you know, when you fall in love with a guy, I mean, this is just one of the guys that I really like.
Yeah,
I know exactly how you feel, George.
All right, 21, New England Patriots.
The Patriots got a couple of holes that they need to fill, one of which is edge rusher, and there's a pretty good one still here and by the name of George Karloftis out of Purdue, and I think that he'd be go there and he'd be a great guy for Belichick, and he'd just be the exact thing they need on that defense.
Yeah, I don't mind.
I feel like if Lloyd's still here, the Patriots sprint in the card, and because he's just perfect for that system, and Hightower is extremely old, so that's what I see them doing.
Lloyd is gone, draft. George.
If Lloyd is still there, you have to listen to the first part.
I think they go linebacker either way. Sorry, I suffer from
hearing loss.
No, I don't think Dean fits their system. I think the next one they would take would be Chanel. Leo Chanel out of Wisconsin.
Coco. Chanel.
I can also see them going corner with guys like Andrew Booth still on the board.
If I didn't take Daxton Hill, I was taking Booth, but it was a little early for me.
Sure. Yeah, I think Booth is in that 20-30 range, for sure. So sitting here now, pick 22.
If I'm the Packers, I know what I'm going here, and it's not a receiver.
Well, they're mad that Chris Olave didn't fall to them. I'll tell you that much.
He's not going to.
Well, he was never falling to them. Dog.
He's not. He's not falling past 19.
He's not making it past the Eagles. At 18, he's not making it past 18.
I think corner's a big need for him. And then edge. But Karloff just went off the board. So, with this pick, I think.
Do they need a corner?
I think they do.
Who else is outside of
they have Jair.
They got Jair Alexander, they got Eric Stokes, who is still young, and they just signed
I don't think they go corner first round, but they need a spot.
They just signed to that other guy, the one they got off the Cardinals practice squad, Rasul Douglas.
Oh, they do have him too. Yeah. All right, so with those words being said to me, let me look at edge rushers. Do they risk it and take a Jabo?
No, I don't think he goes. I don't have him up this early. I don't think Mafe or Ebiketie are ready this early. I don't think they take edge rusher if Karloftis is off the board. But if he still is there, I think that's Packers pick at 22.
100%. So actually, now looking at it, I think wouldn't a Kobe Dean be the pick here?
No, they have Campbell, who is an
Oh yeah, that's
all-pro
right.
for
They
the
just re-signed him. So 4 year. What do you do?
Ideally, you try to not mess it up. Take whatever the best
You know
available
what?
player is.
Shush.
Oh, no, you do you. You can take a receiver if you want. I'm just telling you, I know exactly what I would do if I'm being here for the Packers.
I think what they have pick 28, right? That's their second
Yeah.
pick. I think that's their receiver spot. Or they could double
I
dip on
absolutely
receiver.
agree. I think that's where they end up taking a receiver. Whether it's either Christian Watson or George Pickens, I think those, because they just love tall receivers, they don't like short receivers whatsoever. I think those are the two, or are out of the two guys that they would take.
You know what? I'm gonna take Devontae Wyatt. Why not?
That's exactly what I was thinking. Yeah, that's exactly what I would do, especially if Carlos is off the board. Both D tackles are falling. I have Wyatt over Davis, and so I really think that they need pass rush help here. And the fact that there are a couple receivers on the board, I still wouldn't mind. I'm fine waiting till 2028 to take them.
George, you're at 23 now, and you said last time this is the most confusing pick, and you have him. What are you going
I'm between two positions, and I think I'm definitely between two players. So, I would really think about taking a corner here and selecting Booth, but I think I'm gonna take my number one interior offensive lineman, and that includes Linderbaum in that statement. And I'm gonna take Zion Johnson out of Boston College.
That's a nice pick, George.
Not a
I really
bad
like
pick.
Zion Johnson.
I love this pick actually for them, considering how trash the offensive line has been. All
Yeah.
right, 24. We know you hate him, Will. You got the Cowboys.
Unfortunately, I cannot just bash the Cowboys and have them take Erik Uzomah here in the first round, as much as I would love to make that happen with everything in my power. But after Zion Johnson goes away from the Cowboys, interior O-line 5 years ago was the Cowboys' biggest strengths. Travis Frederick and Zach Martin. Now they need to start rebuilding that as those guys get old. So with the 24th pick in the 2022 NFL draft, the Dallas Cowboys select Tyler Linderbaum.
I don't really like that fit for them.
Yeah, that's the thing. He's
Linderbaum
more,
is,
he's a center.
Yeah, they need a center.
But they have,
No,
what's that
they
guy
have
that
that
does it?
kid out of Wisconsin.
I forget his name, but I know you're talking about.
Yeah, and I really think he has to play in a wide zone offense. I think he's really too small to play in those power run systems. He just doesn't have the arm length. He doesn't. So that's why he's really fallen down my board a lot. So I think, yeah, he would fit great in for the Jets or the 49ers or somebody like that. But I don't think that he would be a great pick here for a Cowboys team that is in love with big athletic guards and centers, interior. And you can tell what they like by what they've drafted in the past.
I get the interior offensive lineman's the move here, but as he said, I would have gone Kenyon Green instead.
I would have also gone Kenyon Green, but I think if Burks is still here, the Cowboys pull the trigger on him in the real draft.
Yeah, I mean, I wouldn't per se like the pick of Treylon Burks to the Cowboys, but
I'd love it. It means the Cowboys messed up another pick.
yeah, I think it's a mess up of a pick.
But I don't love the pick. I just think that that's what they would do if he's still here at 24.
Yeah.
It's a Jerry Jones type pick.
It
Yeah.
feels like a Jerry Jones type of pick.
Kind of like CeeDee Lamb when not many people thought that he would go there, but he ended up going there.
Yeah.
So, again, yeah, I Tyler Linderbaum's going to have to adjust and adapt to playing guard because Biotish, by the way, Tyler Biotish, that's his name.
That's who it is.
He's their center
Yeah.
for years to come. He's not bad either. And Linderbaum has to play the guard spot. And luckily, he's going to have to learn from Zach Martin, which isn't a bad thing to learn from. So,
Well, you might as well learn from the best, right? But still, I don't love, I really don't love that pick whatsoever.
But then again, we could be sitting here a couple years saying Ty Linderbaum is a great guard. Yeah. So, sitting here at the 25, the Bills are happy because Andrew Booth is still on the board, and they're going to go with Andrew Booth, the corner out of Clemson. Outside of Tre'Davious White, they don't really have anybody. And to me, the best corner on the board left, maybe Kyrie Elam's better. But to me, the best corner on the board falls to them at 25.
No, I like this pick. I like all of it. So I'm a big fan of this pick. I like the fit here for the Bills.
Getting down to it, 26.
What are they going to do with that pick?
It's Tennessee. They could do a bunch of things.
You know what? They just lost Roger Saffold. So I feel really pretty inclined to go off the line here. I'm going to take the next guy on my board, and that is Tyler Smith, the offensive tackle out of Iowa.
Ooh. Not a bad pick.
I feel like they can kick him into guard. That's a mean guy, but I think he's also – I like him more than I like Trevor Penning, who still hasn't gone, but I really don't care. Or, no, he has gone, right? Yeah, he's already off the board. But Tyler Smith more than I like Trevor Penning. So that's who I take here.
Which makes – to me, this is an easy pick for the Bucs. You're up, Will.
Oh.
By the way, Tyler Smith went to Tulsa, not Iowa.
I mess those up all the time. You're right. You're absolutely right.
Oh, well, hold on. So, Trevor Penning is still on the board.
No, he's not.
Hold on, I lied. No, he went way long ago. I'm kind of special. Don't worry about me.
Remember, we had these issues when we were in quarantine.
Yeah.
Hey, man, quarantine was a different style. I was going to bed at 4 a.m. and waking up at noon.
Smith and Jigba is still on the board.
He doesn't come out until next year, George.
I know, Will.
If I'm here, the Bucks have a couple of deficiencies on the defensive side of the ball.
And it's an easy pick if he's here, dude.
Yeah, I feel. I also feel the same if we're going in the same – if we're going in the same direction, I think we are.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking that they're either going to go with David Ojabo or a corner. I don't really know what the Bucks need.
Interesting.
And I know that I'm probably going to get flamed for this, but I think the Bucks are going to take Ojabo.
That's not where I would have gone, though.
I mean, neither.
I would have gone
because of the injury, this is way too freaking high.
Yeah.
So who are you thinking? I gotta know.
I'm thinking Kenyon Green. He's still there.
Oh yeah. No, that's exactly what I was
thinking. Oh, that's who I was thinking. Oh well, I already said a job.
Again, my mock a couple weeks ago was Zion Johnson who fell here. This time it was Kenyon Green. And if he's sitting here, and one of these picks are on, it'll be a steal. So
no, I think if one of the three interior guys fall here, that they'll go. And that includes Linderbaum.
Yeah, because they lost their center, didn't they?
Yeah.
He retired or he left? I think he retired.
He left. He's now a Bengal. And their guard, Ali Marpet, retired.
That's the one. Yeah, that's it. All right, so sitting here, the Packers. Receiver needy. Trading away the best in the NFL. And Devontae Adams. You look at it here, you have Jahan Dotson, Sky Moore, Christian Watson, and George Pickens. All real speed guys when you look at it. And Aaron Rodgers, we know how good he is. Knowing the Packers here, they're going to take a quarterback. man, who do you go with here? You know what? I'm not sure I like the pick. But considering he's kind of the same build, I'm going to go with Christian Watson out of North Dakota State.
I'm low on Watson. He didn't show that he really had the hands. North Dakota State was a huge running system, so he didn't get thrown to a whole heck of a lot, and he was playing against D2 talent. I mean, Does he have skills? Oh, absolutely. But I don't know if he actually can use them. So I have a second round grade on Christian Watson.
Yeah. Who would you have gone with in this situation? Sky Moore?
Well, it's who I'm going to go with here at 29. And that's going to be George Pickens, receiver, Georgia.
You couldn't have made this easy for me.
I have a
I also had the Chiefs' next pick.
I have a top 20 grade on George Pickens. He's top 20 on my board. I just absolutely love this guy. He's a true X receiver. I've fully finished my receiver rankings yet, but my guess is, and this is a hot take, Pickens is a top 3 receiver in this class.
That is a hot take, George.
Better than Jameson Williams?
No, I have him over Drake London.
Well, yeah, Drake London fourth then.
Yeah.
And then Olave fifth.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I like all those guys. But I'm a huge fan of Pickens.
Just before will you make your pick? Could you guys see the Chiefs making a trade for Deebo Samuel?
Yes, if they could convince him to play the wide back position and Chase is a real chance at a Super Bowl.
Well, they were down to pay Tyreek. Reek just wanted out, and he wanted to be paid number one receiver money. Deebo, I don't think can ask for that, especially if he's not willing to play that wide back. So I do think that this is a definite possibility here.
They'd have to give up 29 and 30, though.
No, I think they have to give up 29 or 30, and then one of their seconds.
Yeah. All right, Will, your last pick of the draft. What are you going to do at 30?
Well, I was hoping that George was going to make it easy for me and let me take George Pickens. I was hoping for that. But I can't have everything I want. So the other big need for the Chiefs is edge rusher, in my personal opinion.
I think there's two more big needs. But, well, yes, one of them is edge rusher.
So I think that they're going to go with Jermaine Johnson.
He's gone.
No, he's not. I do not remember him going. No, he did not.
Look at the That's board.
That's such
here.
An L. I saw the board and I missed it. All right, they're gonna stick with the same position. And I just got to figure out which one they're gonna go with.
They picked David Ojabo, and they just picked him.
You know what? I hope that you. I can't say profane words to you right now because we are on the air.
You want me to just pick for you, Will? Because I'll go with an edge rusher because I know that's what you want.
I think I know who you're going.
I think that they're going to go for a guy who might be looked at as more of a developmental type of guy here. Out of Minnesota. Go with Boye Mafe.
Yeah, that's probably where I would go too.
Mafe is just too old, I feel like. And the fact that he's that developmental. I like Boye Mafe. I think that he goes bottom one, top two, but I like Arnold Ebiketie, the edge rusher out of Penn State, just a little bit more. And he's younger. So that's where I would have gone at 30.
Look at it like this. Me messing up gives you guys more ammunition.
Right, but I'm not going to take an edge rusher with my last pick.
How old is Boye?
With your last pick, which is the Lions, you're going to take Desmond Ridder.
Will.
That's who you're going to take.
Man. Right?
All right, get on with your Bengals pick, sir.
I think I know what I'm going to do here.
Will out here stealing my damn thunder.
I think, do I take?
I didn't even know, George. That's just what I would do.
You know what?
I
given the fact that he's still here, to me this pick's between Kenyon Green and Kyrie.
Sure. There's one you're missing. There's a guy that's fallen down. He won't last here, but he's a really good fit if he falls.
N'Kobe Dean, I feel.
Nope.
I'm just looking. I think Lewis Cine might be who you're talking about.
I like Cine, but okay. Huge name. He's gonna go top 20. Can't miss him. Like legitimately, you can't miss him.
Oh, I know who you're talking about.
I don't.
The big fat guy who ran like a really good 40.
Oh, Jordan Davis. But I think they're the defensive line. They have DJ Reader and BJ Hill. I get BJ Hill could be upgraded.
That's why I think in the actual draft they're going to take Logan Hall out of Houston and go for a reach. I just feel he just feels like a Bengal to me, and I've known enough of him.
Yeah, I mean, given he's here, Jordan Davis might be the pick. But I'm looking at it right. Kyrie Elam's a huge upgrade over Eli Apple too.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't know how much actual man-to-man they play.
And then the third option would be Kenyon Green, considering he's fallen this far. But like you said, they revamped their offensive line, and they just drafted Jackson Carman last year.
Yep.
And I don't think he can play tackle, can he?
No.
So it comes down to Jordan Davis or Kyrie Elam.
Well, you can pick either one. I'm not taking them at 32.
That's true. When do you know when the Eagles or when the Bengals pick next after this?
I think round two. And you got to think there. The only issue is there's a lot more defensive tackles than cornerbacks left in this class that are worth anything.
Yeah, you have Pierre Winfrey, DeMarvin Leal, who they could get.
Travis Jones, who I'm extremely high on, Logan Hall, those kind of guys.
Fedarian Mathis is there.
Matthew Butler out of Tennessee.
So after 31, they pick at 63. So, yeah, the last pick – or the second-to-last pick in the second. Because they didn't trade away any picks, did they? So they're going to have the second-to-last
pick. No, I don't think so. I think they're just going to have the same spots.
So with the Bengals – I mean, you could say the same thing about corner. It's really depth. I think –
No, it's not. That's the issue. Is I feel like there's not that much corner depth after Elam.
Yeah,
not a huge Kyler Gordon fan. Roger McCreary is going to play in the slot just because he's just really, really small. And then after that, who's next? Martin Emerson?
Tariq Woolen.
Cam Taylor Britt?
Yeah, you're right. Actually looking at this.
Who's left at corner? You know what I mean?
Yeah, they could get a guy like Kobe Bryant maybe in the fifth.
No, I think Kobe Bryant will go in the third, fourth round just because the depth isn't there.
You know, I undervalue people. Who's the guy who ran the 4-2-3 or something? The corner.
The guy out of Baylor?
Yeah, what's his name?
No.
I don't know.
Yes, the guy out of Baylor. I know who you're talking about.
Where do you think
he goes? I want to say Joseph Naylor, but I feel like that's wrong.
Nope, fine. Yeah, let me just look it up real quick. I think it has to be Kyrie Elam. That's something to go.
Yeah.
Kyrie Elam, Chidobe Awuzie is not bad, right?
But no, he's not bad, but he's Eli not Apple. Great.
Eli but, Apple. You know who the problem is Eli Apple.
Yeah, and Elam's a huge upgrade on him, even if he doesn't for anything.
Yeah. He has a few injury issues, and he doesn't play zone all that great, but I definitely think that it could be the pick.
Yeah.
Have y'all seen that video of Eli Apple trying to start a fight with Julio Jones and then running away?
not like you, but like, don't talk about Eli Apple, please. Yeah. His name was, I don't know how to say his first name. It's Cologne Barnes out of Baylor. He ran the
Kalen Barnes.
They ran the unofficial 4-2-1. And
the fastest receiver was out of Baylor too. Yeah,
Tyquan Thornton. I remember him.
Yeah.
So I watched a lot of Baylor games this year, and he stood out to me the most on that Baylor team.
Yeah, no, Tyquan is good. He's gonna go probably third, fourth round.
Yeah. All right, so you have 32 here, last pick of the first round. Will spoiled it earlier. What are you gonna do?
Dude, I don't want to take him now just because Will had to say something.
That's I wasn't even trying to steal your thunder. That's just who I was going to go with if I had 32.
But I feel like being able to have that fifth year option and all that kind of stuff, and having a pick and two picks, and be able to pick a linebacker like Nakobe Dean.
That's true.
Give me Desmond Ridder. Give me Ridder.
I think he's the best fit in this system.
Yeah, absolutely.
That will conclude the first round of our mock draft 1 week till the draft starts. Everyone's excited. My team that doesn't pick, but we got Russell Wilson, so I don't care.
You drafted Russell Wilson for 3 years.
Yeah. So looking at this,
when he retires in two.
So take out all these contacts, take out all these picks we just have. Who do you want your team to pick the most? I'm start with you, George.
Blake Wells. It's not close.
All right. And then, Will, who would you want the Eagles to pick?
Drake London and Devin Lloyd. Because we have two picks. So I get to pick two.
I would rather have McDuffie than Lloyd. Just because this linebacker class is so deep.
I also really like McDuffie. But we already have some corners.
You guys still have guys like Quay Walker, who can fall, Christian Harris, Chad Muma, Troy Anderson.
I'm a big Troy Anderson guy. Leo Chanel. Brian Asamoah. There's a lot of guys out there.
Even looking kind of at the late rounds, you have guys like Aaron Hansford, who's not all that bad. Chance Campbell's not all that bad.
Yeah.
And this is a deep linebacker class. And we take a guy.
Give a second. Keep going. And compared to the corners outside of the first round guys, Elam, McDuffie, yeah. Booth, Gardner, Stingley, there's really not much.
Yeah. I feel like the Eagles would be the guys to take Kobe Bryant in the second, and it would be an extreme reach.
And here's the thing, too, looking at safeties, right? You have obviously Kyle Hamilton, best player in the class. Then there's Daxton Hill, Lewis Seen, Jaquan Brisker.
Yeah.
Then really after that, there's nothing else.
I mean, there is. Nick Cross, Maryland, is pretty good. You could qualify Jalen Petrie as a safety.
I think he's one corner, though.
But yeah, after that, after those two, then it gets to kind of a little bit, a little bit more interesting. There's Kirby Joseph out of Illinois, but those are about all the top 100 safeties.
So after our mock draft that we've just done, some of the big guys still on the board. We still have Kenyon Green on the board, Lewis Seen still on the board. By the way, Kenyon Green will not fall out of the first round. Real.
No, and neither will Jordan Davis.
Yeah.
Just so you know, Jordan Davis, I would also like to make a – I'm going to keep the – I was thinking of Kenyon Green, but I just couldn't get there when I was with the Bucks. Just so everybody knows.
You still have guys like N'Kobe Dean, Kenny Pickett, Matt Corral. I don't think Kenny Pickett falls out of the first either.
No.
Despite him not being that great.
I wouldn't draft him in the second. I'd wait till the third, and if he's still there at the – back end of the third round, I'd think about it.
Yeah.
That's how low I am on Kenny Pickett.
And look at the running backs, Breece Hall, Kenneth Walker, Isaiah Spiller, James Cook. Those guys, where do you guys think Breece Hall will end up? I think he could go early second.
He could go early second. Maybe Atlanta, if they wanted to have an actual running back and split out Patterson a little bit more so they actually have a receiver. I don't know. I think the farthest he might go, the farthest he might fall would be Buffalo in the second round.
Yeah.
But I also think that Buffalo might like Kenny, Kenneth Walker. Yeah, more than they like Breece Hall. So, because that's what I do. I like Walker over Hall.
Yeah, Kenneth Walker's also, he's also my running back one and over Breece Hall. Yeah. But I don't, Breece Hall's still. Great.
No, they're close. It's pretty close. I have a fondness for Walker.
Mm-hmm. And we still have guys like Jahan Dotson, Sky Moore, David Bell, who's gone under the radar a little bit. John Metchie.
David Bell's not going until day three. I'll tell you that right now. Just with his combine testing, his athletic testing, his athletic score is extremely low. He ran like a 4.8. It was bad. So as much production he had at Purdue, he's gonna go day three.
You know, I was looking at some film on this guy, and one guy I completely fell in love with was Jalen Tolbert out of South Alabama.
I like Tolbert.
South Alabama, but he, when you look at him, right, he's got speed, he's got the hands you need. He could be a great receiver.
I like Phillips too, Kyle Phillips.
Mm-hmm. Alec Pierce is still there. I think he could be good.
Yeah, Pierce is still there.
And then one player that I really feel like fell under the radar, Justin Ross. He was.
I'm not a big fan of Justin Ross. I feel like he doesn't get off for the press really well. He might have to play a big slot in the league, and I'm not a huge fan of that. But you know who would take him in the second round? You know that. You know what kind of that feels like a Packers receiver.
Probably, yeah. 6'3", 205 pounds. Yeah. There's still guys, like I said, like we talked about earlier, Tyquan Thorne, who's got that elite level speed.
Yeah.
I think when I was making my official, like my first ever, my first one, by the way, I had the Raiders picking him at 22 just because that's a classic Raiders pick.
Mm-hmm. No, but I feel like they draft him early, but not that early.
Yeah, but then they drafted Devontae Adams instead, so.
Yeah, which is, you know. It's so they don't have to have not. Their team make the pick. The other receiver I really would think about is Mechie.
Yeah.
Which I think will go day two. I actually have him going to the Steelers on in the third round.
The only problem was he got injured. That was the only problem.
I know, but I still think he'll be productive. So my first three picks for the Steelers in my mock draft are Willis, Daxton Hill, and John Mechie.
I mean, it doesn't
help. Which if they do that, oh, my God.
It doesn't help for John Mechie the fact that during his time.
Will it be better than when they took Najee Harris, George?
Yes, Will. It'll be much better than Najee Harris. Or if they take some BS like Kenny Pickett or Jordan Davis or Trevor Penning or any of those guys, it's going to be a bad day.
Could I just be in the same room? I want them to be good. I want both of our teams to be successful. But on the off chance that either of our teams make bad picks, we need to have photographic evidence of our live reactions to these picks. Because I have a photographic evidence of the Najee Harris pick, and needless to say, I cannot show this on this family-friendly programming.
I still dislike the Najee Harris pick.
Really?
Yes.
Interesting. Looking back,
running backs are not worth going in the first round. They are the least most valuable position in the NFL. And we could have traded up a pick and gotten Darisaw, or we could have just stayed and drafted Newsom, which would be perfect, and we wouldn't have such a corner issue.
Yeah. And going back to the running back thing, they are the least valuable position and the most replaceable position.
Exactly. You can find sixth rounders that can replace, day one starters. How much longer do you think that Saquon's going to be in the league?
A couple years. His injuries are too much.
Based on his production, not very much.
And he was drafted number two overall. That's crazy.
What really blows my mind is that James Robinson, Phillip Lindsay, the guys who were undrafted and then went on to be Pro Bowls as rookies. Pro Bowlers as rookies. Undrafted rookies that go Pro Bowlers.
That's why they're so invaluable. And Najee wasn't even Najee, honestly, wasn't even the best rookie running back.
It was JT, right? No, it was not JT.
It was Javonte Williams.
Javonte Williams had to split carries and wasn't very good for my fantasy team. Had to
split carries, but was great on those split carries.
He's going to start this year.
Absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, it would have been better if he would have gotten more carries.
And good and really good out of the back. Najee Harris is getting more attention is because he got a heck of a lot more workload. Yeah. But his YPC was horrible.
Yeah. Going back to John Mechie, by the way, it didn't help his stock during the fact that his time in Alabama, he played with Devontae Smith, Jalen Waddle, Henry Ruggs, Jerry Jeudy, Jameis Williams. It didn't help. Those Alabama receivers, insane. Crazy. And they translate to the NFL, too.
Right.
John Mechie's going to be great in the NFL.
No, I like Mechie. He might play more of a slot role in the NFL, but I think he's going to either have to play a Z or a slot, but I like Mechie.
Yeah, me too. But that will officially conclude our mock draft episode. Again, 1 week till the draft, as we say bye to George early. 1 week till the draft. We're all excited, and we will see you guys later.
Adios. Muchachos.